Thank you so much.
Sure. I've got about 10 minutes.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Molly wanted me to get on the line and get you the details and answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate to your well-established business.
Up front. Yeah, great. I'd be open to listen to your pitch and price. I have a lunch appointment in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
So if we can get things done, let me know.
Yeah, sure. So I know that Molly does a great job of outlining the basics of our service. This is to get you found on.
Just cut through it. I don't have time.
I was just going to throw a price at you, but I think it'd be better if we schedule a follow-up call. I don't think that even if I answer your questions, we'd be able to get everything done in 5 or 10 minutes here. Steve, I think you'd be an excellent candidate for this. You're paying for a couple of different lead services.
Let's do it. If you can't do it right now, you'll have to call me sometime.
I can do it right now if you've got 5 or 10 minutes. I don't want to waste your time, though.
Hey, if it makes sense, we'll do it.
So you're with 40 years in business, I'd give you a 50% reduction in the cost of the service and drop it down from what would otherwise be $599 down to $299. It's a month-to-month service, no long-term contract, but it does include all the content necessary to have you show up on Google and Bing in the local map or pack result as a top option, and also paid Google ads because you are covering quite a large territory there in Indiana. It's a fixed flat rate month to month. The calls come to you, though.
Let me cut through it because I think I'll do it, but I want to make sure. Now I want, I do have specific things I want to text you.
Of course.
After I give you my charge card, it's got to be perfect. I mean, like, we have a family history. I want to.
Sure. No.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you know how Home Advisor works, like different coverages?
I do.
Turn your leads off, turn your leads on.
Sure, yeah.
Those are the kind of things that concern me. If it's a flat rate of, $200 to $400 or whatever, do I just pay that regardless, or is this kind of like Home Advisor where I say I can turn my leads off or turn my leads on? Are there extra leads outside of the spend limit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, those are great questions.
Some of the more technical things.
Sure, of course.
And I think we could probably wrap this up in 10 minutes.
Okay, if you've got 10 minutes, yeah.
If I can be at 250, 275 to start, and then you tell me how to bump it up from there, all I need is a proof to myself that it works, make a few sales.
Of course.
And then going into month two, I may call you and say, hey, What do I get for $400 a month? What's the extra benefits? Are there going to be more people seeing my leads? I understand the game. We're always looking for a good web presence because I really don't have a website.
You're right.
A fancy website, if you understand it. But I really haven't been hurt by it because if I do Google, Home Advisor, and Networks, I'm so busy, I don't need any more work, we're swamped.
Right.
So if we added Google, for that special rate, now is that just for 1 month or is it go that far until we up it later? And do I have the right to choose if it goes up or not?
Well, as long as you choose to use the service, that discounted rate would apply. You're a very well-established company. We call it a legacy rate, so it's a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up on you. And at $299, it's a comprehensive program. The Google ad spend is included there. We can always talk to you later about increasing that ad spend to get you greater coverage and maybe, get you found a little bit farther out. But we will, of course, want to talk to you a little later, maybe today or tomorrow, about all the different services you want to be found for and where you want to be found and things like that.
I can PDF you everything.
Sure.
Company
history,
coverages, services, roofs, gutters, site, all that. No problem. That's already done. I even have pictures I can send you of before and after shots, if that helps.
Great. It does. And we're going to want that.
Here's the deal. Now, let me ask you this real quick, because I got to give you my charge card and get going here. And then let me give you my email, because I need you to follow up with me ASAP. But today I'm swamped. So I'm hoping if I give you my email, we can correspond tomorrow, wrap everything up tomorrow.
Sure.
Get everything locked in, and then kick on the service next week or whenever. So my email is S. I got four emails. S is in Sam, P is in Paul, O L L, E Y is in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Crest mark, like Crest toothpaste. Crest M A R K. So it's. So it's spolly.crestmark@gmail.com. Let me give you my billing address. Did you need my billing address?
I will, yeah.
Let's do this.
I mean,
on good faith, if you're going to take $290 from me today, can we start my service the day I come online? I don't want to pay you today and lose 4 or 5 days, because our office will be closed after today until Monday.
Okay. Well, I don't want you
to get, by the time I get everything rocking and rolling, about how
right.
much time do you need before we can start making leads?
So I think it would be ideal timing to actually get things started today, because it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build your website, create the content, and of course get you verified and recognized on the search engine. So as much
okay.
as we'd like to flip a switch and inundate
now,
you with phone calls overnight, it's going to take a little time.
Yeah. Is this a month-to-month contract?
It is month to month. Yeah, there's no long-term contract. It's completely at will. You can stop at any time.
Obviously, I don't want to do anything that I don't expect to have for years to come. But if we're not for some
sure.
reason satisfied, I
of
don't
course.
Want to get locked into
oh, yeah.
a year contract.
Right. Nobody wants to get locked into
okay.
something that's not working. In fact, you
let
can pause it though
start.
If it works especially well. Okay.
Yeah.
And
is,
does this bill at
right
the
now. And now,
does it bill at the 20762 Waterscape Way?
We moved.
Okay.
Now the charge card is still in that address name. It doesn't. If you want to put
Got
that
it.
Address in, that's fine.
If that's the billing address,
just so it goes through. Yeah, let's
okay.
try that one. It might have kicked over by now, but let's try the old one. Okay, now one more time. I'm going to give you $299, right?
Correct.
Or did you say $250?
No, $299 is the exact amount. You're saving $300 off
and
of the $599.
Okay. All right, for $299, how many, once we see the call coverage and everything, how many,
uh-huh.
is there any way of letting me know approximately for $299 how many calls and leads I may be getting?
Sure,
within
sure.
a month?
So, yeah, let me do a quick search. And I know you offer a lot of different services, but for just like roofing and siding, that's kind of your bread and butter, right? Gutters?
Well, not real. Roofing and siding, okay, and drywall and painting.
Drywall and painting, okay.
Now, if,
gotcha.
If we can, like with HomeAdvisor, they save me money because the family history description is so comprehensive.
Right.
Let's say.
Yeah, I see that.
Let's say we have roofing repairs, and the lead only is $25. If I put in there full roof replacement, that lead costs
right.
me $80.
What
yes, I do
correct,
as a salesman
right.
is I try to get the repair and turn it into a bigger sale.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you guys have ways to get me going, in other words, if I can get at least at first the cash flow going, and what I mean by that is, you know, maybe give me repairs. And not full replacements. I'll figure out a way to get the full replacement if I, you know.
Well,
what I'm
with our
saves,
services,
now, if that doesn't save any money.
It doesn't. With our service, it's a flat rate regardless.
Yeah.
Big jobs or small, you're not paying
okay.
extra for the leads. You can get calls for replacements and not have to pay extra for it. It's just that flat rate of $299. And when we're including drywall and painting, and if we're talking about Indianapolis as well in your service area. I mean, I did a quick search just for a handful of the search phrases in the last 30 days. And you would expect as a top option on that first page to see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for your services to translate into direct phone calls for you. And with over 3,000 searches, you'd be looking at 30 to 60 phone calls as a conservative estimate. That doesn't include all of your keywords
okay.
or search phrases that people
That's
can
what I was
type
hoping
in.
To say. Well, let's do
yeah.
Let's on good faith. Let's trust each other and hope it works. And,
Sure, of course.
I'll get you, send me your email too. Send me whoever's
of
email
course.
Needs all my stuff.
Oh, you'll get everything in writing.
You'll get it
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. That's, once again, it's, spolly.crestmark@gmail.com. Okay. Are
gotcha.
You ready for the charge card?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's
hold on
for a second. It's a Visa.
Okay. Is it your name on the card,
and
the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay.
My
is it
name
Steve or
first,
Steven?
Steve Polly.
Okay,
Steve.
No middle initial.
Nope.
And then Crestmark Inc.
Yes.
Or just Crestmark
Mark Inc.
Okay. Gotcha. You said it was a Visa. I'm actually ready for that number.
Yeah, 4034.
Mm-hmm.
9100.
Okay.
3582.
Yes, sir.
2917.
The expiration month and year?
10/23.
10/23. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
894.
So I've got
894. You are mm-hmm. Google, right? This is no scam, right? I hope.
No, of course not. We are going to send you a confirmation email. In fact, before I can even process that payment, I have to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know it's a month-to-month service that in this case will include a website for you at no additional cost.
Because we
and,
do
and
have, we just to let you know,
yes,
we've
sir.
Got This is you're also on a recorded line right now, and
that's fantastic.
I do have very powerful, you know, I got legal counsel that knows how to, you know, get our money
sure.
back and go
oh,
go
sure.
after these
yeah.
dicers. I trust that you're the real deal. I'm really trusting. Okay.
Well,
all
I
right.
I appreciate
yeah, that's my
that. And so I've got 894 on the back of the card, October of 2023, the expiration date, and the card itself was at 40-34-91-00-35-82-29-17.
That's correct.
We think it bills at the 2077-62 Waterscape Way 46062, I should say. Now I do need to read, like I said, that voice. Okay. Before I can process that card though, I do need to read that voice verification. It takes about 3 minutes. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. It is, like I said, recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent
of my
question.
Now let me ask you this before you get started. Mm-hmm. Where is your, let me have your name and your,
mm-hmm, sure,
your company phone number, please.
Okay. So my name is, yeah, my name is Paul Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, and the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Now, it's going to be option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., okay? Now, the
so
voice verification.
If I have problems with tech support,
yes, sir.
This
you
is
can,
the number
you
for
can
tech
call
support
that.
Or change
that exact.
Okay.
Correct. You'll also receive a username and a password so you can log into your account And through your client dashboard, which is for your tracking and your reporting, you can also request content changes, upload photos directly through there, and of course you can always email the support team as well. You're going to receive a confirmation email just as soon as I process the payment here after I read the voice verification, and it does have that information that I just gave to you. So again, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you've got any questions. Give me a second to get it set up. Okay. So it reads, yes, sir.
What's the name of your company?
We're Local Splash. We've been a Google Premier partner from the beginning of that partnership program, which is about 5.5 years now. We've been an SEO company since 2004. So not as long as you have, but obviously SEO is a young industry. So for 17 years, we've been a top option. And when Google was looking to partner up with companies like ours to provide professional management of these types of services, we were one of the very first companies that they partnered up with. We've since then worked our way up from regular partner through channel partner to Premier partner.
Now, one of the questions, is that the phone number to Local Splash you gave me?
Correct. Yes, sir. That toll-free number, that 877 number.
Where is Local Splash located? What city and town?
Our headquarters is in California, the same as Google and Facebook, but as a Google Premier partner, we service all of the United States and Canada as well.
Excellent. Okay, buddy. Okay. What do you need now?
Just to get quickly through the voice verification, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Steve, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, Mr. Pauly, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
The name of my company is
Crestmark
Inc.
Okay. And please state your name and your official title within the business.
Steve Pauly, President.
Okay. And as the president of Crestmark Inc., Steve, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information, the card on file in your name, the Visa ending 2917, you are, of course, an unauthorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, it's in your name. And then to get results as fast as possible, of course, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Steve, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of networks and Home Advisor. There's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, Steve, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Pauly, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Now, you're service-based, and no one ever does come to you, so we're not actually promoting a physical address for your business online, right?
I'm sorry, what was that question again?
You are obviously service-based, going out to the property to do those repairs, but we don't need to promote a physical address for your company because no one ever comes to you, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, Steve, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here and with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today, the 22nd of December, in the very discounted total amount, our legacy rate of $299. Now, Steve, that is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's also an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's never any lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Steve, in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it, too. No questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Steve, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Pauly, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Steve, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there that I gave to you, and also an email that you can use to contact the client support team 24/7, of course. If you email them, they will reach out to you within the following business day. That email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that by way of email, and you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email, Steve, to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by way of direct text message. And, of course, the reason that we send that out to you is we want to confirm that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that, of course, in this case, we're including the website for you, that we've reduced the rate, that the rate will never go up on you. Now, it's when you receive that, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may, in fact, receive the text message before you receive the email. But I did want to walk you through just a couple of things real quick here. And then, of course, I also need to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. It does look like we are, in fact, currently now booked out for the rest of the day. But our client interviews will begin tomorrow at 10 a.m. And there is a 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 and a 1 o'clock available. Did you want something earlier in the day or maybe towards the middle of the day? This is about a half an hour phone call. You don't have to be in front of
a computer for this call.
Let's
do it. Let's do it at the earliest convenience. Did you say 10?
Okay, so 10 would be the first available for tomorrow. It'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it won't get to you right at 10.
Sure.
It'll get to you a few minutes after, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 10. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite to your email. You don't have to respond to it, though many do, and it's perfectly fine if you do. It just says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G on there, which stands for client interviews to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
Right now, you mean? You want me to check?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can. Yeah, I wanted just to walk you through something real quick here on the written terms and conditions, and of course you're going to get that in writing as well by email.
I have one from Local Splash, and I have one from Paul Gordon.
Yeah. The one that says Local Splash initial invoice, or if it came to you by text message, the text message opens it up directly. The invoice email, you have to click where it says click here for the subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you've got it open, at the top of it, it says local / terms of experience. It's talking about optimizing your Google listing. We'll do the same content mirrored on Bing as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories, known to the public and unknown, but all equally important to Google, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, etc. Landing pages, your website, we are including that, the Google Ads, etc. Now, if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, we just want you to verify that the 317-258-4752 is a mobile number and one you have access to. Please do not click on the box below that, because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages. Obviously, we want to be able to text you something quick and easy versus calling you or sending you an email. But just at the very bottom, above the long line that goes straight across where it says signature below it, above it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Obviously, it's a card in your name. We do want you to click on that box, and then it's just going to want you to either copy and paste your first and last name into that sign box or type it out. If you type it out, it's case sensitive, so of course capitalize the S and the P. If you copy it, just make sure you don't copy a space either before or after. But once you hit the confirm signature card, that again allows us to know that you've received it. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already online is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. Now, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it's asking you for a username and a password.
Yeah, I'm going to... I haven't opened it up yet. I'm just listening to your pitch.
Mm-hmm. So,
you want me to? Should I be doing this as you're talking?
Yeah, if you can, because that's going to allow us to release the Google PIN card and start to do that NAPW audit even before your client interview tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on for a minute. I'm going to have to. You're going to have to hold on just for a second.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, you need to put me on speakerphone.
Okay. Now, for some reason, if I lose you, please call me back so we can get this done.
Oh, sure.
Hold on just for a minute.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem, sir.
Sorry, I had to get inside the building here so I could sit down real quick. Hang on.
No problem. No problem, sir.
I was driving. So.
Okay. Sure.
Hold on. Hold on, buddy.
No problem.
You still there?
I am.
Okay, I'm in a restaurant, so let me open up the email.
Oh,
so
okay.
Do you want me to open up?
If you open
the
email,
local /
the one that says the local / invoice. If you're looking at the email, the other one's just a welcome email. That's okay.
It says,
so if you open up the
now, hang
correct
on.
The click here.
It says click here.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Click
so click there.
There. Okay.
And then that's going to open up the terms of experience. Of course, we're talking about optimizing your listing, the directory submissions, doing the landing page, the Google ads. We did say that the 317-258-4752 is a mobile number. You can receive text messages on that number, correct?
Now, there's about halfway down it says mobile phone number. Do I click
sir.
That opt?
No, that's leave it unclicked because that's to opt out of SMS or text messages.
All right.
Want to be able to send you those text messages. Just verify that's your mobile number, but do not click that box. At the bottom, though, where it says
I
certify.
I certify. I click that. Okay.
Yeah, click that because
now,
it is your card. You can click on that box and either just type it in, or if you copy and paste it, that's fine too. But it is case sensitive. So exactly as it appears there, capital S and capital P. And then once you've got it in that box, just click the confirm signature. And like I said, that lets us know that you know that it's month to month. We've actually waived the one-time setup fee and the website's included,
et cetera.
Let me
read this to you. I'm in the signature area. There's a big orange arrow that says sign, and above
that
says your name is Steve Polly. Do I click the orange arrow or click the box below
first of all, click the box right next to the orange arrow. That's going to allow you to either copy and paste your name in there or type it in.
I'll just type it in.
Yeah,
okay, I typed in my name.
Like I said, as long as the S and the P are capitalized with a space in between, it should allow you to then click the confirm signature box directly below that.
Yeah, I already did.
Okay, so that lets us know that you know it's month to month, et cetera, and to do that NAPW audit, we'll make sure any information is accurate. You should see it asking you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
Yeah, what is that? Can I just use my name?
Well, actually, the username, and you don't have to worry about it now. This is just the automated system. It's actually my.localsplash.com /terms and then a bunch of don't worry about it right now. This is actually the client dashboard portal that you'll soon be using for your tracking and your reporting. So in this case, it's slash terms and then the numbers and letters specific to your account. But the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking right now. I think if you were actually able to put in any password, it would take you to an error message. But the username is the one that you got sent out to you in the calendar invite. It's just your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So the calendar invite says local splash CIENG, again, client interview in English. It's got your username, which is your phone number, no spaces or dashes, your name, and then your actual phone number.
It's wanting a username and a password and a login.
Yeah,
should I just not do that?
You don't have to do that now. Yeah, that's just the automated system. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking. At this point, you're all set. You're all squared away on our end. But we will send you your username and your password. It's a default password. You can change it once you log in. But you'll get that in a couple of days once we've got everything all set up for you. But the only other thing
I need to get out of this, man.
Yeah, you're totally fine. Like I said, that's just the tracking system thinking that you want to access your reporting, but obviously you don't have to do that now. Nothing has been created there anyway. But your client interview is scheduled for 10 tomorrow. It'll get to you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. You don't have to be in front of the computer for that particular phone call. But like I said, we're going to want to talk to you about the services, your service area, any mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan. And, of course, I was looking on that Home Advisor profile. There's a lot of very interesting and very compelling information about your history and your family's history. We can include that. In fact, I know you're going to want to at least keep the Home Advisor. You'll probably be able to scale back on your leads, though. We can have, if you like, a direct link to your Home Advisor profile right on your website. But we can talk about that
now,
in your client interview tomorrow.
Should I go ahead and do the invite with you right now?
You can accept it. Yeah, it's really more for your records. But again, you can accept that. The client interview is scheduled though for tomorrow at 10. It will be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call. But I wanted to be the first then to say welcome aboard, Mr. Polly. With your company's experience, your family history, you're going to love the service, and I know you're going to get a lot of phone calls. We're really looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, it's going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. But you have a wonderful rest of the day, and happy holidays to you as well, Steve.
You do the same, and I've set it up for 10 o'clock for Local Splash to call me tomorrow.
That is correct. And like I said, it's a one-hour window. The calls will take about half that time, so it's probably going to get you just a few minutes after the top of the hour.
Sounds good. Now, I have a lunch appointment that starts at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be fine. Yeah, the call only it's going to take it's scheduled from 10 to 11. I don't think it'll even take that long. Probably gets you a few minutes after 10. Get you off the
Very
phone
good.
Pretty close to 10:30. Okay. Thanks again for your time, Steve. Mr. Pauly, you take care. You have a wonderful day, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Bye bye.